Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. Lest I forget it, and oft times I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about an issue today that I believe is basically understood by most of the general public. I believe most Christians understand some of the things we're talking about today, but I believe we have forgotten them, and we're not cognizant of the fact of how prevalent some of these issues really are. Some of the issues that we're facing today, that we're told not to worry about it. It's here to help you. This technology will make things easier for you. This technology will give you an easier, for example, we have the telephone, the cell telephone. We have artificial intelligence today that's, you just tell artificial intelligence, AI, what you want. They'll write it for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have multiple things today that all of these creativities, these inventions that are good for us also can be used against us, in case you didn't know that. We're going to talk about that today. We're talking about the coming global control. Big Brother. Big Brother. What does that portend? Where does it go? Who is Big Brother? We're talking about the state today. We're talking about Big Brother. That is the dark state, if you will. Those things that are working against America, working against our constitutional republic. All of that which is in the realm of the political realm. But at the same time, there's a larger looming aspect of this factor, and that is that there's coming a day when the church will be raptured out, rapturous, the sudden seizure, the disappearance of every Christian on the face of the globe. Immediately following that, the man of sin, the Antichrist, called the Lawless One, the Antichrist, that is also given the name the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the little horn of Daniel 7, the beast, the dragon, the old serpent, the devil and Satan himself, the Antichrist, will step on the scene. And ladies and gentlemen, we today, with our technology and the marvelous advancement that we're finding in creativity and the technological world, I believe that we are providing the tools. We're providing the opportunity and the, if you please, the handiwork for the Antichrist. Not like anything else. Things can be used for good. The internet can be used for good or bad. The cell telephone can be used for good or bad. Just like a knife can be used for good or bad. A weapon, a gun can be used for good or bad. So it's how it is used and the hands that controls it. So that's where we're going today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Then a declaratory statement is made in John 17, 17, where the Bible says, "Thy word is truth." Now I can stop there, ladies and gentlemen, and that's simply a perfectly soft pillow to place your head on. Thy word is truth. We don't have to search for truth, wonder where truth is, or how we create truth, or who's telling the truth. We can look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. But ladies and gentlemen, let's face it. We're living in a secularized world. We're living in a world today of fallen, sinful human beings. We're living in a world today where, as in Jeremiah 17:9 says, the soul of man is dark, dangerous, deadly. Let me just amplify it. Who can know it? So as we look at the issues, as I have said so many times for so many years now, we need to look at every issue, everything that takes place, citywide, statewide, nationally, internationally, and globally. We need to view it through the prism of the Word of God. I just heard the other day, by the way, a nationally broadcast preacher that I believe is listening to some of the broadcasts we're doing, which is good, and he just made mention of the fact that we need to look at everything that happens through the prism of the Word of God. And I commend him for using the right phraseology. And that's where I believe we are today. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. I believe the thing that we fail to recognize is that we're living in that Orwellian society today. In his dystopian novel titled 1984, that was what George Orwell had presented in his publication that, by the way, was published in 1947, 48, and 49. But he made mention in his publication, the dystopian novel, 1984, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. I believe that we're living in that day, that there's such an elusiveness to truth. We're in a position today in our nation where it's like nailing jello to a wall to try to figure out who's telling the truth and what is truth. I'm looking at a headline that says Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. Now, I have just said recently, as we're in this political season, the election season, that a lot of things being said by wannabe politicians, those who want to be elected, those that are wanting your vote and my vote, they're saying things that are simply not true. There needs to be a litmus test for a politician, a candidate running for office. What do you believe about the Bible? What are you willing to do to protect us from the LGBTQ sodomite agenda? What will you do to protect us from the DEI agenda? What will you do to protect our kids in school with the pornographic material that's before them? What will you do if you're elected to protect our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, right to keep and bear arms, and the safety under our Fourth Amendment that we cannot have any search or seizure without a warrant? There are a lot of things that we can talk about in that realm, but I believe that we need to understand Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And this article on that subject says there are three areas that's destroying truth: the media, government, and the academic system. And I think we can boil it down to those three very easily. But I am concerned when we see more and more society today, younger society today, that failed to grasp the reality of truth, failed to recognize the danger of having a, a muddled understanding of what is truth. Headline says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. The article begins with this. Webster's Dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities. And then it goes on to say that 55% of the millennial age group today say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. That's the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. So I believe that God calls us as Christians to defend the truth, to stand on it, without wavering, without fear, without favor. It's not a matter of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or the Socialist Marxist Communist Party. It's a matter of what is truth. And when you boil down truth, which is simplistically stated the Word of God, if we destroy truth, we've destroyed the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. In fact, so many today seek truth in the political realm, seek truth in the social economic realm, seek truth in what others may say are some denominational dogma, rather than the Word of God. Now, that might sound overly simplistic, and I'm not meaning for it to be. It can be rather complicated. But if we peel away all the denominational dogma, boil it down right to what the Word of God says, that's seeking truth, that's focusing only on truth. May I say to you, that's the need today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. They have the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how can I find that? It's a good question. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, again, let me remind you, we're talking about an issue today, the coming global control. Listen, multitudes today across America sense an urgency, a feeling that something is wrong. Yet the majority of society in America appear not to recognize that God is still on his throne. Listen, my son that's up in the southern part of heaven, it's northeast Tennessee, Greg says, Dad, it's not coming apart, it's all coming together. And he's right. The scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, as we look at it, as we analyze world events through the prism of the scripture, we can see that it is coming together, that God is still on the throne, that God has not lost control, God is not sick, God is not on vacation, God is not dead, as some of those in the 60s claimed that God is dead. God is not dead. God is still alive and well. And listen, it's coming together according to God's plan. Not man's plan. There'll be a day, ladies and gentlemen, when the rapture will take place. The church will be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. And then the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, will step on the scene and be in control. And I call your attention to Revelation, the 13th chapter. We'll not read it now. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, which is the totality of the chapter. It talks about the man of sin, the Antichrist, that will step on the scene. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about the Antichrist stepping on the scene. It will be after the rapture of the church. It will be in the day of apostasy when there's a great falling away. The church is raptured out. Every believer, every child of God, will suddenly disappear from the face of this earth. The Antichrist will step on the scene. And let me just give you a little overview of the characteristics of the Antichrist, so that we can understand when we talk further in the broadcast today about the tools, the technology that we're developing today, placing in the hands of the Antichrist, so that when he steps on the scene, he can control every human being on the face of the earth. How can that be done? What are the technological advances that we're seeing today that will allow that? Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. At any point in time, jump in the dialogue and discussion. Ask your question. Perhaps you wonder about this man, the Antichrist. Perhaps you wonder. In fact, I had a preacher from up in New York not too long ago, not many months ago, that said, we're living in the days of Revelation, the book of Revelation today. We're living in the days of the tribulation. No, we're not. You've got to look at the scripture in a chronological fashion. There's no such thing. We're not living in the days of Revelation text. The Revelation text is after the rapture of the church, after the man of sin steps on the scene. And all you see, especially from chapter 4, verse 2 and following, in the book of the Revelation, is talking about, first of all, 4 and 5, you see Christ on the throne. The balance of the text, chapter 6 through 19, you see the days of the tribulation leading up to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he returns, the scripture says in chapter 19, verse 17 through 21, that he's going to slay the enemies of God, the enemies of Christ, the enemies of the church, the enemies of the nation of Israel with the sword of his mouth. That's the spoken word. But the point being, we're setting the stage for the Antichrist. Who will this Antichrist be? Well, down through the years, we've had those try to identify him. I remember during the years of the Secretary of State, Kissinger, Henry Kissinger, a little booklet was written, Kissinger. And each of the letters in the alphabet making his name, there was a number assigned coming up to the number of 666. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a hypothetical jargon. It is an imagination of mind. The book of the Revelation, the book of Daniel, Daniel the 8th chapter, Daniel the 11th chapter, the book of Revelation the 13th chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 and following, could bring us together. In fact, I don't have it before me, but I had the privilege of publishing a little book just a few years back called The Coming Antichrist. And I identified a lot of this in that book. If you are interested, go online. Find it, conservative.edu, conservative.edu. Scroll down to the bookstore, click on the bookstore, put in the search engine, The Coming Antichrist. You'll find the book. Love to see you. Go online, order the book, because much of what I'll say today in general about the Antichrist will be found in that little book. But ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist, when he steps on the scene, he will seem supernatural. Because the Antichrist, according to Daniel, the 8th chapter and the 23rd verse, will be able to understand dark sayings. What does it mean, dark sayings? He'll understand supernatural, demonic things, according to Daniel 8:23. The Antichrist will be a homosexual. You say, wow, I didn't know that. Look at Daniel, the 11th chapter, verse 31 and following, 31 through about 44. Verse 37 specifically tells us that he will be a homosexual. He will be an individual, a human being, but will be empowered by Satan, according to Revelation chapter 13 and verse 4. Let me read that verse to us. Revelation 13, 4. And they worship, speaking of the Antichrist, they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast. Who is able to make war with him? In other words, the point being in that chronology of the text in Revelation 13, the Antichrist will have a mortal wound. He'll be killed. The false prophet, which is his sidekick, as I call it, in the 13th chapter of Revelation, will be able to perform signs, miracles, and wonders and raise the dead. The false prophet, the Antichrist false prophet, will be able to raise the dead. The Antichrist will be raised from the dead. As a result of that, the whole world will wonder after him. That means they will follow him in amazement. He will be empowered by Satan. The Antichrist will be slain, resurrected, according to Revelation 13, verse 11 and following. And the Antichrist, ladies and gentlemen, will be able to control the entire world. An identification mark is going to be required in the hand or the head. Now, some have said, well, that was the barcode when that came out. Some said when the computer chips came out, it'll be a chip implanted. Others have said that it will simply be indelibly stamped on the hand or the head. We don't know exactly. I contend it'll be some type embedded chip, but it will be an identification. Here's the point. The Left Behind series of the 60s and 70s painted the picture. By the way, it was a marvelous, intriguing video on old 8-track, but it was not correct theologically. The Left Behind series painted the picture that once the rapture takes place, sons and daughters will be able to go to the little library, pull out an 8-track that mom and dad had left for them, pointing out that the rapture has taken place, now you need to receive Christ as Savior. And it will show pictures of the police coming, handcuffing you, dragging you in to be interrogated, putting the mark of the beast on your hand or the head. Ladies and gentlemen, it won't be that way. That mark, that identification, will be gladly received by those in the world at that time because they need to buy, sell, trade, and eat. If you do not have that mark, that identification, there'll be no buying, no selling, no trading, no traveling, no eating. You'll be left to wander around as a vagabond or be martyred if you say yes to Jesus Christ. So, just how will, now painted the picture in a hurried fashion, of the Antichrist stepping on the scene. So my question is, and it sets the stage for the balance of the broadcast today, and it sets the stage for what we need to talk about that I believe is very pertinent and very real. So just how will the Antichrist be able to appear to be omnipresent, to appear to be omniscient, all-knowing? How will the Antichrist be able to appear to be omnipotent, that is, all-powerful? Yes, I believe that it will be part and parcel because he is empowered by Satan, no question about that. But may I say, ladies and gentlemen, today we're creating, building, and providing all the tools, technologically speaking, that I believe that we'll see and know and will be the controlling factor for the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. Listen, today, advanced technologies, tools that the Antichrist will use. Now listen, let me repeat again. I won't be here. I pray that you won't. Only way that you won't be here is if you say yes to Jesus Christ. If you say yes to Christ as Savior, if you know him as Lord and Master, that word Lord is the Greek word kurios, means owner, master, controller. If we say yes to Jesus Christ as owner, master, controller, ask him to forgive our sins, cleanse us, and help us to live for him. That's biblical salvation in a nutshell. If you're saved, when the rapture takes place, raptureth. Now listen, let me pause for a moment. There's some people say the word rapture is not in the Bible. That's right. The Latin term rapturus, harpazo, in the scripture, in the original text, it simply means to be suddenly seized, to be snatched out, taken out of this old world. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18 is the classic text in all of the Bible to identify the rapture. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And it's talking about those that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior. But ladies and gentlemen, I won't be here when this takes place, when the Antichrist steps on the scene. But ladies and gentlemen, we've developed the internet today. It's a global connectivity. And the internet today with artificial intelligence is a woeful material tool. Fantastic, fabulous to be used. Sometimes I'm looking for some medical advice, looking for some location or some person identification. And you go to artificial intelligence and you can find it in a heartbeat. Ladies and gentlemen, everything that's in these giant computers. I always laugh when I talk about this because people say, well, you know, we're going to put everything on the cloud and they point upward. No such thing as it being in the skies. The cloud happens to be nothing more, nothing less than a building full of computers linked together to amplify the speed by which material can be downloaded and uploaded. So we have created the internet. It's a fantastic tool. I have enjoyed the use of the internet. I've enjoyed the use of text messaging. I've enjoyed the use of sending emails. All of this possible as a result of the technological advancements that we've made in the past few years, recent years. I'm thankful for that. But even though it's used for good, it can be used for damage and for harm. We have the cell phones today. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, in that cell phone, there's the computer technology that just 20 years ago was not possible in the amount, the volume, and the speed was not possible by the best desk computer you could put on your desk. That has been a marvelous God-given invention, can be used for good or bad. But the cell phone, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Even if it's on your table at home, you can turn that cell phone off. It is still, you're still being tracked, still been monitored. Listen, give you a good example. My wife and I were sitting in the family room the other evening, and we were talking, and she happened to be talking something about looking for a dress, looking for classic clothing. And picked up her cell telephone later, opened it, and there was an ad popping up, women's clothing, women's dresses. How did that happen? Wasn't by osmosis. It wasn't any other way other than the listening. In fact, some advocates go to the extreme of saying, wrap your cell telephone in tinfoil, place it in the microwave at night. Now, I've not done that. I don't know how it works, but I'm told that it prevents the tracing and the tracking. That cell telephone can be tracked from a uplink satellite, and it can find you any place on the globe within a 36-inch square. Did you hear me? You can be tracked with that cell telephone in your pocket, whether it's on or off, within a 36-inch square. I believe we have Bob on the line. Bob, go with the question or comment, please.
Bob, hello. There is a man on the scene right now who is currently rebuilding the old Roman Empire. He's considered the Emperor of Europe. He's a homosexual. His name means God is with us. His last name means Mark. He was elected with 66.6% of the vote. He has never used the word God in any speech that he's ever given. He was born on the winter solstice. He's handsome. He's charming. He uses flattery to get to where he is right now. He fits every single biblical characteristic of the Antichrist. I was wondering if you knew who I was talking about.
I do not. In fact, that's the first time I've heard that, to be honest with you.
Okay, and I've got a ton more of things similar to what I just said. He's the president of France. His name is Emmanuel Macron.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm familiar with Macron. I'm familiar with some of the, how would you say, profiteers that have said that somehow, some way he'll come into the scene of the last days. I have not seen, frankly, the nexus. Let me just, Bob, not counting what you say, but adding to. One of the things when you look at Daniel, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through verse 30 in particular, you find it talking about Antiochus Epiphanes and how he desecrated the temple, slaughtered a pig, put the pig's head and the blood scattered throughout the temple to desecrate the temple, and he was out of Syrian. When you look at the same chapter of Daniel, beginning with verse 31 through chapter, 11, chapter 31 through 44, you find the Antichrist mirroring Antiochus Epiphanes. And so what I've looked for, very frankly, I may be looking in the wrong places, but what I've searched for and looked for with all my research and all my study in relationship to the Antichrist, we can't identify him. He doesn't even know that he's the Antichrist. God does. But he has to have a Syrian root someplace if he's going to match Antiochus Epiphanes the fourth, which I believe he must be based on the text in Daniel. So I may be barking up the wrong tree, as some would call it, but I believe that's searching in the right area. I believe I've identified in my book The Coming Antichrist everything, including he must be have roots somehow, some way out of Syria. So Bob, I'd be interested to find if with Macron you can find any linkage
there
that
is.
His family
that there is a link. There's one website that calls him the Assyrian. I'm not quite sure how they get there, but they do reference him in what you're talking about. So he does have roots to that aspect.
Sounds interesting, very interesting. What it demands, Bob, is our recognition of when this Antichrist steps on the scene. All of the technological advancements we have today will be in his hands. And some of that we'll talk about in a moment after the top of the hour news. We'll talk about is the flock cameras, over 119,000 of them around across America alone, and what these flock cameras are doing. And by the way, I'll give you a little advance notice of what I'm about to say. Down in South Florida, they're introducing the flock cameras to be attached to all garbage trucks to be able to find out if there's any violations, any building code violations, grass growing that should be cut, roofs that are being replaced without permits, etc., etc., etc. Homeowners Association have the flock cameras across the nation. Every major highway and road have the flock cameras. And we're going to talk about that. That is one of the major tools that the Antichrist will use. Bob, thank you so much for your call. God bless you if we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're going to take the top of the hour news. Right after the news, ladies and gentlemen, we'll return as we continue to talk about the coming Antichrist. We're talking about the coming global control, Big Brother, as we would call it today, the deep state. but it'd be the Antichrist in control. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist.